G'day there. A couple of months ago, before I had the hospital visit, I had a phone call and they said they were just doing a survey. It's Western Power, and I thought, well, it could be anybody, but okay, go ahead and do your survey. And I thought, well, if it's a scam or something, I'm not going to give them any information they shouldn't know. So they fired away. They said they were interviewing farmers, and they started asking about power consumption, what sort of power I had on the farm. I told them I had a two-bedroom cottage. I told them I had a machine shed with single-phase power. And then they said, we're thinking of giving farmers solar power and doing away with the power grid. And I thought, what? And warning bells started going off. So I'll show you what I've got here on the farm now and why I wasn't too happy about it. Well, this is my brand new post that when they subdivided this block, it was subdivided on the condition that it had power on it. Now, we had a 6,000 volt line going across the top. The farmer, before he could subdivide, had to pay $16,000 to get this pole replaced, a transformer on the top, and this green dome here. Once he'd done that, he was able to sell it. He also put in a dam, that cost him $2,000. This setup here, the green dome and the post and the transformer, cost him $16,000. Now, I was thinking to myself, if they're going to go solar here, what are the connotations? I thought, yeah, once they've got control of me, they're going to put the price up, aren't they? And that was the first thing. Then I thought, yeah, then they're going to make me get an electric car and electric tractor and electric truck, and all of a sudden I won't have enough power, and then there'll be more money to spend. So I thought, no, I said to them, if I'm ever going to go to solar power, I'm going to go to my own solar power. I'm not going to be reliable on Western Power. So I've pretty well laid the point down. But after I got off the phone, I thought, yeah, they're shutting down our coal-fired power stations, aren't they? The last one's going to be closed in 2029. And they're starting to panic. Because you can't have electric cars and not have electricity, can you? So I rang a couple of farmers around here. My neighbour across here who puts the crop in, he didn't know anything about it. I rang my neighbour on the other side. She's 80 years old now. Her daughter and husband run the property. And they said, oh yes, we've been approached by Western Power as well. And they're on the same branch line as I am. And I thought, what do you think about it? And they said they didn't really know. And I said, I tell you what, there's not going to be anyone doing anything like that unless they're going to make money out of it and we're going to lose. So I'll show you what I did about it. Toy. It's got two power outlets on it and it'll put out 3600 watts on each outlet. Now what I've got to put the oil and fuel in yet, so I had to go to hospital in a rush. What I've got on my meter box is a 15 amp switch. Now I'm probably going to put two on them so I can carry two cords and take the full load of the machine. And inside the meter box, I can just get this up. I've got a switch here that's mains power, off, and generator. How easy is that? hopefully that'll save my problems. And all these uncontrolled power outages I've been getting, I might get a bit more safety and security. Had a lot of rain last night coming down on the highway. I was doing 70 kilometres an hour in a 110 zone. I nearly ran into the back of a truck with no lights. Rain was belting down. 70 kilometres an hour is about 40 miles an hour. So let's see how the rain gauge went.
Millimeters. That's getting close to 2 inches in the old numbers. Can't complain about that. So I think winter has started. We grow winter crops here in Western Australia in this part of the country.